This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I'm going to do for the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I want to hear your response, your take on last night's State of the Union. The number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and here's the deal. I'm going to be taking as many phone calls as I can right here as I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'm doing double duty today. I'm going to be back hosting the War Room for 3 hours, which is broadcast live 3 to 6 p.m. Central at band.video. And I will also take phone calls then. So if you don't get in today on the Alex Jones Show, whether with me in the next hour or Mike Adams in the fourth hour, I will have phone lines open. That same number you can dial in and talk to me during the War Room today as well. Because, again, to me, America won the Super Bowl last night, and it was really just such a pivotal moment for America, for our culture, for our current political strife and struggle. And it was such a victory for America that it needs to be reflected on, it needs to be celebrated, it needs to be toasted, it needs to be remembered for what it was. And so the phone lines are now open, 877-789-2539, your response to last night's State of the Union. Now, I do have some headlines that I want to get to. Before we do that, I also want to thank our last guest, Dr. Francis Boyle. Very important information he shared with us. I hope he can come back on later this week with Alex Jones, who is going to be back in studio in no time. But let me just get some of the headlines here in regards to the coronavirus before we do move on. Shocking stuff coming out of China. At Infowars.com, woman in China shot dead for attempting to break through coronavirus roadblock. They are making no stops. They will stop at nothing to keep this under wraps. The truth about the coronavirus and the death count and just the people in China wanting to be free. Infowars.com, police lock potential coronavirus victim in her own home. And more the disturbing consensus coming out of reports in China is that this has now been basically turned into, whether this was its original intention or not, is debatable. It's been turned into an opportunity for the Chinese government to basically arrest people and take people prisoner. Could it be used for political prisoners as well? Absolutely. And they're basically just taking people in, the Chinese Communist government, that is, and just locking them up, throwing away the key. Some people are, they're basically having mass cremations of people, too. I mean, it really shows you the desolation of a communist government, but then also the seriousness of this outbreak. Woman wearing face mask attacked in possible coronavirus hate crime. That's from the New York Post. New York Post again, Chinese baby tests positive for coronavirus 30 hours after birth. Daily Star, Wuhan coronavirus cremations working 24/7, burning 100 bodies a day, according to an insider. And some other headlines, government unveils new electronic tags for people under Wuhan coronavirus home quarantine. You're basically just locked down. And if you go out in the streets, you're facing either a Chinese government killing you or, you know, who knows. Giant flocks of crows and huge mosquitoes invade skies around coronavirus ground zero in China. scary stuff happening in China right now with the coronavirus. But when we return from this short break, your phone calls on the State of the Union.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of affordable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
We're going to go to your phone calls. Let me just put some wraps on a couple things here before we do that. Death counts are allegedly being leaked now out of China, and it's worse than we think or than original reports were coming out. Then this story just broke. Epstein had a mystery bank. Basically, he had his own offshore bank on the Virgin Islands that now is being discovered. I guess that's where the financier comes into play. No, this was the most famous and well-organized industrial sex trafficking network in the world that was implicating royalty around the world, politicians in the United States, celebrities in the United States and beyond. And meanwhile, Ghislaine Maxwell, number one procurer of women for Epstein, still roams free. Amazing how that works. The Shadow app that came out as basically, I guess, the app that they used to rig the vote count of the Iowa caucuses a few nights ago. Not only was it being operated and set up by former Hillary Clinton campaign members and supporters, the number one funder is, you guessed it, George Soros. George Soros strikes again, ladies and gentlemen. And the Iowa caucus rig job by the Democrats just out in public, combined with the State of the Union last night, combined with what is about to be the vote to acquit Trump, basically marks the death of the Democrat Party. And they did it to themselves. And it's ironic, the Democrat Party at the top is scared to death of Bernie Sanders because he is a commie, a radical communist socialist, but if you look at the future of the Democrat Party, which they're ingratiating themselves to the likes of an AOC or an Ilhan Omar or a Rashida Tlaib, they're radical communists. So where the Democrat Party goes from here, hopefully it's the likes of the KKK gone for good. And, you know, by the way, I want to point this out because this is so important for people to understand and almost impossible to comprehend because you really have no control over this, and we've all been conditioned and programmed to trusting search engine optimization, specifically Google, when we're looking for answers to anything. Google is now essentially rigging reality, and it needs to be widely understood that search results on Google are not real, not organic, not legitimate. And of course, this will be a struggle for current generations and future generations because of the indoctrination of Google into our life, because of the conditioning of, oh, just Google it if you have a question on something. No, Google's search engine algorithm is rigged, specifically politically in its nature, rigged to protect communism, protect the Democrat Party in the West, and protect the false narratives propping up those ideologies and those party members and their brainwashed minions. Where you can't, folks, I really don't know how else to measure this. I'll just give you an example. It's well-known history, well-documented history. The Democrat Party was founded by KKK members. At the outset of the Democrat Party, it is the KKK. And in fact, if you look at the first members of Congress that were Republicans, it was freed black men who wanted to fight this political corruption known as the KKK in politics, now masquerading around as the Democrat Party. Google has erased that from the memory hole. And so the average leftist will plug into Google, Democrats start the KKK, and Google has revised that history, and they now use Snopes and Politico and other fake news sites to bury that fact about the Democrat Party. Because these people run around all day long pointing the finger at everybody saying, oh, you're a racist if you disagree with their ideologies. No, they're the racists at every level. The very foundation of the Democrat Party is based in racism, and it's from the KKK. But now because Google becomes the granddaddy of history, people will plug that in and think, oh, it's fake news, even though it's very well documented. And this is the threat of Google to our history, to our reality, and to future generations of Americans. It is the single greatest threat of knowledge and information that I can think of right now. It's evil, it's disgusting, it's despicable, it's criminal. But you see, because the left is so indoctrined into this, they don't care. And they will allow it to happen, and they will celebrate revisionist history. Because that's the only way they can exist, that's the only way they can justify their ideologies. And it makes me sick. It makes me sick for future generations of Americans and humans on Earth that don't know any better, that are being deceived by Google. This is the work of the devil. Google is now a tool of Satan. And it, quite frankly, angers me to my core in my soul knowing what these people are doing. They cannot win elections legitimately, so they cheat. They cannot inspire and inform people legitimately, so they lie and deceive. And it is so important. It is so important that at the outset of this, what we're witnessing right now, with the rigged algorithms and fake news search results that Google promotes, we need to market what it is now, so future generations of Americans and world citizens know. Google is lying to you. Google is evil. Google is a tool of the devil. And communists and socialists and radicals and leftists are going to use the power of Google to deceive humans, to deceive children, to deceive reality. And it makes me sick. Meanwhile, on Twitter, they're banning memes. Yeah, they're banning memes. And the story is at Infowars.com. Too effective. Twitter and YouTube declare war on memes ahead of 2020 election. And they say, our new rule, this is from Twitter Safety, you may not deceptively share synthetic or manipulated media that is likely to cause harm. In addition, we may label tweets containing synthetic and manipulated media to help people understand their authenticity and to provide context. This is just like Twitter announcing their other new report feature that says, oh, we're reporting this. You can report things for being misleading about a political election. Now, again, this is all aimed at truth and reality. This is all aimed at you. This is all aimed at conservatives. This is all aimed at Trump. In a real world, should this be applied organically and fairly, this would actually shut down Democrats like Mike Bloomberg running ads of children in cages during the Obama years. This would shut down all the lies of the Democrats about Trump being a racist and a bigot and everything like that. But that's not how it's going to be used. That's not how it's going to be applied. So more deception, more lies from the tech left, more lies from the Democrats, and then just a total, I don't even know what you would call this, sham, a total sham of internet censorship claiming it's to protect you when it's to protect their own political interests. That's why they've now locked James O'Keefe and Project Veritas' account on Twitter. It's too...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mitt Romney has just soiled himself and made himself a one-term senator voting to convict President Trump. The vote's happening right now. We'll see how it all parses out here live on air with you. I'm about to go to the phone lines. Reminder, folks, InfoWarsStore.com has the best emergency snorable foods for the best price. Check it out right now. All kinds of options. There's 1 month supplies, there's 6 month supplies, there's year long supplies, and it's so customizable. We have so many different options. You can basically pick and choose what type of food you want in your emergency food supplies. Very high quality containers, easy to store, easy instructions on how to prepare as well. Ladies and gentlemen, don't get stuck in a bad situation after a disaster happens. And you try to go to the grocery store to get emergency food and the shelves are empty. Have that preparation now. This storable food is good for decades, 25 years to be exact. And it's good, too, if you want to go camping as well. And, you know, maybe you don't have to endure an emergency in 25 years. Well, God bless. But you can still eat it. You can take it camping and it tastes great. High quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's start going to the phone lines now to get the audience's reaction to last night's State of the Union address. I considered it a Super Bowl victory for America. Let's go to Rico in Minnesota. Go ahead, Rico.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
It's good talking to you. Long-time listener, and as far as the State of the Union, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. His speeches just keep getting better and better. The thing that I thought was shameful was, of course, Nancy ripping up the speech, and I personally don't think that that was a random action. I believe that that was completely premeditated.
No. You're actually 100% right. I don't know if you realize this or not. There's actually now new emerging footage before the speech even started. She practiced ripping it to see if she could. So, yeah, she planned the whole time to do that. What a bitch.
I believe that she planned to do that, so that would take away from people talking about the message in Trump's speech, talking about what he had to say to make that the focus. Oh, well, if we could get them to stop.
Oh, exactly. And doesn't that just show you who these people really are? The most arrogant, self-serving people on earth who really think they're more important than America. They really think they're more important than the average American having a better job, having a better life, having some hope and inspiration. That's what these people are about. That's why they're such pigs. They think it's all about them. They wanted to steal the energy from America's prosperity, steal the energy from the millions of Americans that feel inspired by a speech like that, and make it all about them. These are petulant children.
You know, petulant children is exactly the phrase that was used when she ripped it up. The lady who was sitting next to me, we had a Mago meat watch party, you know, and so we were sitting there, and that was the exact word. She was acting like a petulant child. And I think Trump's signal on the very last thing he said was, it's only going to get better, or the best is yet to come. I think that was the signal to us as voters, because you mentioned something a few shows ago, I was about a week ago, how it was like the 4th of July, 9 o'clock, the fireworks aren't going off, 9:15, 9:30, it's like, hey, when are the fireworks going to start? I think that was his message to us, is, hey, just hold tight, folks, those fireworks are going to start coming.
And I'll tell you, you know, when I was referencing that, I was speaking more of, you know, let's start arresting some of these criminals in the government, the James Comeys, the Brennans, the Clappers. But, you know, politically last night, Trump has so much momentum politically after that. And so many people will never vote Democrat again because of the display the Democrats put on last night. Rico, thank you for the call. Let's go to Danny in Oregon. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you again, man. So, I was just kind of echoing what the last gentleman said. At first, I was a little frustrated with the amount of attention people, you know, even on the right side of the aisle, or with any kind of sense, you know, we're giving to Nancy Pelosi's stunt, because it's exactly what they wanted. They wanted to take away from the amazing speech and the guests that they had there, which really just made it the most. I've never cried watching anything political, and I wasn't crying like a leftist when Hillary Clinton lost. Like a baby whining. It was more, as you said earlier, that, you know, it touched my heart. It was emotional, seeing the medal given to Rush after his, you know, cancer diagnosis, the families of the fallen soldiers and so forth. You know, it was just incredible, message from the president.
Yeah. And it's not that it's not that we highlight the behavior of the Democrats last night to give it any, you know, plausible momentum. It's just to point out, it's kind of like, again, like I keep using sports analogies, but it's like after the Super Bowl, like a 49ers fan runs on the field and takes a crap, like to try to ruin the game. Well, that doesn't ruin it for anybody. It just makes you look like an idiot.
No, exactly. I was saying it at first, I was a little bit frustrated seeing the amount of attention that it received, taking away from the actual speech itself. But, you know, then I noticed today, just looked at Twitter a minute ago, that all of, you know, I would say maybe 5 out of 10 of the top trending, you know, things on hashtags in the U.S. right now are, you know, number one is Petty Pelosi, you know, and it just goes on.
I'll tell you what, the amazing thing about this is they still won't get it. They still have no self-awareness. They have no ability to reflect on their own abhorrent behavior. And so they're just going to get worse. I mean, I can't imagine how poorly the Democrats are going to start behaving now. I mean, this is it's going to be really abhorrent, disgusting, but that's who these people are. Thanks for the call, Danny. Let's go to Trina in Nebraska. Go ahead, Trina.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
Good, thank you.
Good. So besides her ripping up the speech, the miscreant Pelosi also, I don't know if you noticed, but she was, like, talking to somebody randomly. I don't know who she was talking to, possibly an imaginary friend, while Trump was giving the speech. Did you notice that? Even Mike was like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah, I kind of thought she was trying to address, because, you know, she is kind of a power witch. So I thought, to me, it looked like she was trying to address the Democrats, like telling them to sit or stand, kind of like she's done before when she's gaveling in hearings and stuff. To me, that was her more trying to control the Democrats over there. But who knows? Maybe she was so drunk she just started talking to herself.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then the second thing about the coronavirus, I guess in Camp Ashland here, we're going to be quarantining, I don't know, about 70 possible people that may be infected or were exposed to the coronavirus, and they're going to quarantine them for 14 days. And the gentleman that you just had on speaking about how that may not be enough time to notice any symptoms, it's kind of scaring me.
Well, you know, I think that it is obviously scary, and I know that there's other areas that the Pentagon have basically listed as quarantine zones. So the best thing you can do is just to build up your immune system, obviously take whatever measures, you know, you deem necessary to make sure you're not getting any unwanted germs into your system as well. But, you know, hopefully this thing stays in China and doesn't have a real outbreak in other countries. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
We've got 3 big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2 are best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the M4. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking your calls for the rest of this hour. Mike Adams has the fourth hour. He may want to take your calls, too. He may have news he needs to break down. When I return to host the War Room for 3 hours, from 3 to 6 p.m., I will also be committing the entirety of that broadcast to taking your calls in response to the State of the Union as well. So without further hesitation, let's go to Woody calling in from Florida on the State of the Union. Go ahead, Woody.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing, sir?
Good, thank you.
Hey, we're definitely going to have to disagree here. Trump, this economy is no better now than what it was under Obama. I don't see how anyone could even fathom that this economy is even good. We're still under $23+ trillion deficit. Trump is also printing money and giving back to the central banks like Obama was. But when Obama did it, it was bad. But when Trump does it, it's good. He's talking about the tax breaks. What happened to the Trump that talked about, you know, eliminating the IRS? We're just talking about tax breaks. The economy's not good. The economy is the same one Obama had, Bush had, and Clinton had. Nothing's changed.
Well, I think you're bringing up fair points. I don't think it's fair to say nothing's changed. A lot has changed. If you have a 401k, it's going gangbusters. If you're trying to start a business, you have more opportunity. If you're an entrepreneur, you have less regulations. There have been significant tax cuts. The points you bring up are fair and valid. However, do you not understand the purpose of President Trump celebrating the economy as a winning factor, celebrating the record low unemployment as good things, and using that as kind of a juxtaposition to all the trajectories it was heading under the past administrations, and just the overall message of get used to being poor, get used to the economy going down, get used to America being sucked dry by the rest of the world. That's what you have to deal with. You don't think that was significant?
Well, let's answer that question, or that comment, I should say, methodically. 401k gains are based on an artificial fiat currency. It doesn't exist. Okay, that's one. Number two is all these, this number's great, Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, and all those numbers. It's literally the equivalent of me and you going back to college and being able to grade our own papers.
Now, again, I'm not disagreeing with your overall point. The Central Reserve, the fractional banking system, it's all fiat currency. It's all fake. I'm not disagreeing with that. Trump has made the debt just as bad, if not worse, than Obama ever did. But what is your solution to that?
To end the Federal Reserve like Trump indicated that he would in 2015 and stop printing money and giving it to the central bank.
Sure. And that's fine. And I understand justice be done, may the heavens fall. But that would collapse the economy.
The economy is collapsed, sir.
Well, it's not. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with your points, but the economy is not collapsing. I mean, hundreds of millions of people aren't dying of poverty. The grocery stores are still filled with food. People can afford to get them. So, I mean, again, I'm not disagreeing with your valid points. I'm simply saying, should those measures be taken, which we can argue good or bad, I'm not saying your points aren't valid, that would collapse the economy. Most Americans can't even wrap their head around what the fractional reserve banking system is.
Sure, I understand that. That is a very complicated issue that you raised in that regard. But right now, we are operating under perceived value. If people truly understood how broke we were, I guarantee you people would stop buying and get scared, and it would finally collapse. But we are collapsed.
But there is also, we also need to measure, there is a financial struggle happening right now between the petrodollar and then countries like China and Venezuela and others trying to kill that dollar, which is what props up the American fiat currency.
Well, that leads me to another point, Owen, is this puppet president that was installed, Maduro. Let me get this straight. I don't agree or like Chavez's successor, but the bottom line is they have their oil and they were throwing it on the market. They are literally trying to get a globalist puppet in there that will play games. They play their game with the dollar and the oil and all that kind of stuff. And then we got Iran's not on the central banking reserve. They're getting ready to be invaded. North Korea, and then you mentioned Cuba. These are all the last places on Earth that do not have a Federal Reserve dictating their money. Do you not see the trend?
No, and that's the trend that's been going on for decades. Again, your points are valid. I feel that, and you may disagree, I just feel that Trump has measured it, and he's decided to allow American confidence, consumer confidence, and this fiat currency to continue to bubble because, at least in his presidency, he views it as good for America and Again, the average American won't understand the complex things you're talking about. He'd rather them understand my 401k just went up 150%. Good or bad, you make fair points, Woody. These are trends that have been going on. I just think that maybe the alternative is a worse option than what's going on right now. But only time will tell. Fair points from Woody. Let's go to Mary in Florida. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
How are you doing? I'm so happy I got you. I've been listening to InfoWars since Access Television, and my take on the State of the Union last night, it was excellent, moving, hopeful, everything that I agree with. What really got me, again, was watching the Democrats sitting there, not moving, making snide faces,
Oh, yeah, you could hear them jeering, and you could hear the disgust in their reaction to certain things. I mean, it's like, wow, these people are really sick.
Yeah, they are so far gone that they can't see the good in anything. And at the end, when I was already, every time there's a State of the Union, they do this. So that didn't surprise me. But when Nancy Pelosi tore that speech in half, I just about died. I couldn't believe it.
Well, they've really hurt themselves politically, and I just think that their hubris and arrogance and their hatred has blinded them so much now that they can't even see it, and really they just don't care.
Yes, and we see this in a microcosm in our daily lives. When we deal with people like this at work or at school, wherever, they can't see anything good about anything. They're just horrible. I was so mad. I was still mad this morning. I couldn't believe she did that.
And you know, Mary, you bring up something else too that I think a lot of people can relate to. And, you know, I remember a time in my life, I think everybody has times in their lives where you're basically faced with a decision to make internally and spiritually, where you're going through a tough time and you're not even sure if you can see a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's easy to become overwhelmed with bitterness and anger. And it's easy for that to consume you and make you an ugly person. And you have to make a conscious decision in that struggle to not have that bring you down, to not have that to destroy you, to continue to maintain and persevere and keep faith and hope in yourself. People give it to God. You know, they look at their family. There's all kinds of different resources. But to me, they've just decided to let the bitterness consume them, let the hatred consume them, and there's just, for them, there's no coming back. I think you said it right. There's just no coming back.
No, and it's totally ugly. And these people, you can see it in them. They're sick. Their health, they don't look good.
Yeah. Mary. Thank you so much for the call. That's it, too. The average American that is politically neutral is seeing the Democrats, and they see monsters, folks. They see demons. That's who these people are.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We're trying to take as many of your calls in response to last night's State of the Union address. Again, I will sign off after the segment. Mike Adams will take over, but I will continue to take your phone calls for 3 hours during the war room today if you don't get in on the Alex Jones Show. Let's go out to Robert in Oregon. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, and how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Hey, just a couple of points. Same as everybody else, mostly. You know, I think last night was, more than anything, a big wake-up call for people to take a look at the division and make a choice. When you look at the reactions of the entire left side from the viewpoint we had of that room, it's disturbing. You know, I mean, there are certain basic things going on that people need to be cemented and understand the choices they make affect the future. We have a big, big election coming up, and we have a lot of bad things happening. And, you know, people need to keep focused, keep after the truth, and decide what they want to do, what they want to back, who they're with. And, you know, that's pretty much all I have. I think that people really need to take a look inside themselves and see where they want this country to go. I mean, to the points to the guy that made from, I believe, Florida regarding the economy and stuff, let's let this president, you know, have at least one hand untied to work on some things. He's been battling his own existence for 3 years.
And again, you know, I couldn't argue with the points he was making, but if you look at the momentum and just the overall attitude, what we had to ingest under Obama versus Trump, it's just a world of difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, people need to understand that. Again, the understanding is a big piece. You know, it's, you have to put away your Facebook and your Instagram, and you have to kind of get focused on some important things. If you have a family, if you have, you know, a career and a job, you have to put your head down and be a productive member of this country. And I think that understanding the way things work, we can't bury our heads in the sand and pretend like we don't care or it's too much for us to take. These are serious things. And I think, again, the point that hit me harder than anything last night was how embarrassing it is to see someone who's in their late 60s or 70s, I don't know how old she is, act like somebody who, I mean, to show that's, you know, plenty of people tell you, keep control of your emotions, you know, and she can't even do that. How can we expect her to?
No, it's like, you know, it's like the kid that's like afraid there's a monster under the bed or whatever, and the parent looks under the bed and then actually sees a monster. And, you know, it's shocking. Thanks for the call, Robert. Let's go to Tom in North Carolina. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Owen. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I was going to just comment on the Trump speech. There's a couple other callers you had. If I could make a brief comment about the Federal Loan Shark or Reserve Board. What that caller doesn't realize, but I think the banks realize, and not be the people understand what Ryan Lincoln did right before he invaded unconstitutionally the Confederacy, sovereign Confederacy. He printed greenbacks because the European bankers wanted to charge him like 30% interest. So he printed greenbacks, and actually, next to the silver certificates that Kennedy printed, that was the last legal money in this country. But Trump's got that in the bag. I wouldn't worry too much about that. But as far as that speech went, I think that one caller was right about the most entertaining thing about that speech was just watching Nancy Pelosi. And she looked like a junkie that just had her supply cut off, which is, I think, what's really happening. You know, when Trump dropped that mother of all bombs over there on Opium Poppy Central in Afghanistan and trying to shut down all these sanctuary drug-den cities. But that's how all these democratic machines, I think, are funded, is with that drug money. Just like Al Capone had the alcohol.
Oh, yeah, the drug money, the human trafficking, absolutely. 110%. Why else would they be fighting to shut down ICE, who Trump properly gave praise to multiple times last night?
Exactly. And that's why every time he said something, my guy was like just slapping Pelosi's, slapping Pelosi's face, or, you know, pulling.
But, you know, it was really just such a moment of vindication, I think, too, for many Americans who have been trying to warn their fellow Americans just how evil these Democrats are. And it was just such a moment of vindication without even having to point the finger or say anything. They just came right out and they just showed the evil, disgusting monsters they are. Thanks for the call, Tom. Anthony in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just wanted to say that speech was amazing. And it was just crazy. I was watching it with my mom, and we were just looking at Pelosi's face, and it literally looked like it was distorted. Like, she really does look demonic. And
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know what exactly health issue she has. It's very serious. She has very serious health problems. And basically, I'm not kidding you, they literally basically have to tape her nose on her face every day. And if you can actually see through the inch of makeup she puts on, you'll see there's literal pieces of tape all across her nose. They have to basically like tape her nose on. I mean, this woman is very, very ill and disgusting looking. And again, if these people had any grace or any self-awareness at all, they would be stepping off the stage.
Yeah, exactly. And, she was just, like, pretending to, like, fumble with her papers the whole entire time, like, and pretending, like, she was actually reading it, and then just, like, looking up, and her face was just, it just looked so weird, and it was, really was so childish when she ripped up the speech at the end. Like, it just shows how how disconnected and evil they are.
Well, I think there's one woman celebrating in the Democrat Party today, and that's Hillary Clinton. Because Hillary Clinton, I mean, as far as the average American is concerned, is the biggest bitch in American political history. I think Nancy Pelosi may have dethroned her last night. Wow. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Hector in Texas. Go ahead, Hector.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to comment about that State of the Union. I think it's kind of symbolic. It almost made it seem like people had to pick a side. And I don't know, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy to see those people that preach that they have no hate in their heart. And they look evil. I mean, that lady is a bad lady. And I was listening to that guy Woody talk earlier. And I disagree with him. I just think, you know, you have to give people the ability to have a positive outlook on things and, you know, and not be so negative. I didn't like Trump at the beginning. I gave him a chance, and I see what he's doing. And, you know, I love Trump. You know, I come across a lot of wealthy people. I'm an electrician. And for some reason, they almost act like they're my saviors, and they automatically assume that I hate Trump because I'm Mexican. And when I tell them that I love Trump, they can't understand that. It very strange to me, you know.
Well, and that's the intention of all the hate Trump media and the fake news, is to try to keep Americans divided, which is another significant victory for the State of the Union speech. It's a unification of all Americans coming together to love this country, believe in our prosperity, believe in our exceptionalism, believe we can make it to Mars. And so it's a unifying victory for us. But, you know, it's kind of like this. It's like, imagine you hate a candy manufacturer so much. For whatever reason, you hate this candy manufacturer. And you just cannot stand it, and you hate it so much that on a certain day, somebody comes up to you and says, all right, this may be a crude approach to this analogy, but says, okay, you can either eat this candy bar from this candy company, or you can literally eat a piece of human excrement. And because they hate that candy manufacturer so much, they literally eat poop. And that's what the Democrats chose last night.
Yeah, you know, I educate my kids on a lot of this stuff, and I make them watch a lot of political stuff with me, because I tell them, you know, that mentality of, you know, we'll give you something for free if you vote our way. I tell my kids that doesn't work. You know, my dad taught me how to work, and it got me through.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. You know, like, people start sitting here and somehow demonize Trump because he talks about the youth being employed and this stuff. But no, that's a good thing. It's a good thing for young people to understand work ethic and the value of a dollar and to see the taxes the Democrats take from them. That is a good thing. Hector, thank you so much for the call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I sign off and hand the reins over to Mike Adams. I will be back in an hour hosting the War Room. If you don't get in on the Alex Jones Show, call back on the War Room, and I'll make sure to take your call. Mike Adams takes over the Alex Jones Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.